I am weak. Step into a sauna. Sit a while. Let the sweat drip from your pores. When you make it out the door, you'll struggle to stay on your feet. You see, your skin tries to cool itself in the humid environment, and you're dripping wet when you emerge. Try to walk after a near-death experience. The adrenaline your body called on in your harrowing moments will drain away, leaving you with limp legs of jelly. How about crawling out of bed after a short night's sleep? How can you force yourself awake? Here's the thing. Our bodies are subject to heat, dehydration, and the rush of adrenaline. At various times, we will face each of these situations. The trick is to be prepared. Keep a glass of water at hand. Find a place to sit down. Get the coffee pot fired up. Spiritually, we're trying to figure out life, and our explanations continually come up short. God says He's already given us the answers. 1 Corinthians 1:25 speaks directly to us. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. We're still trying to make it out of the sauna without drinking any water, trying to run when our legs can't even stand, and forgetting that our morning joe is the solution to our woes. The weakness of God is stronger than men. Did you get that? Let me say it again. The weakness of God is stronger than men. When we are stumped by the mysteries of life, God knows. When we struggle with unexpected death, God understands. When our health steals our enthusiasm for life, God is our fortress. We might be weak, but God is strong. We might not understand, but God is our salvation. When we see only God's foolishness, the Father is still wiser than men. The nature of God is revealed in the Word. Let's read it today. Copyright 2019 MyChurchNotes.net.